to Live Well Anyway. I'm your host, Mackenzie Coppa, formerly of Cultivating the Lovely, and on this podcast, we focus on wellness, beauty, style, planning, and life. I feature both a fun mix of guests who I've invited, as well as some hopefully helpful and humorous solo shows centered on things I've learned in my own life. And today, we are giving you guys kind of a little sneak peek into Patreon. You guys hear me talk about this all the time because it is legitimately the best community of women on the internet. Everyone is so supportive and just generally awesome. We have so much fun together in the live shows that I do every morning and the Marco Polo groups that we have. We've been doing Enneagram Marco Polo groups all this fall, which have been so much fun. There's so many different opportunities and information within Patreon. And this week is an example of one of the mini casts that we do. Now, we do these twice a month where my good friend Katie, who you've heard on the show many times before, she's an integral part of Patreon, but we challenge each other. We give each other different things that we want to help each other level up in our lives. So we did a whole series this fall where I challenged Katie in her skincare, and I took her from not doing any skincare at all to like some serious skincare that she's now addicted to, and it's been so much fun to follow her journey. I give her all the recommendations on the products and how to do everything, and then she's challenged things relationally in my own life, like really paying attention to devoting time to my kids and making sure they're feeling special and honored, and doing the same thing with close friends and family members. It's been so much fun to get to challenge each other in this way, and today we're giving you a sneak peek of one of those episodes where we do just that. We challenge each other, we review the last month, and we talk about what we're doing in the future. So I really hope that you enjoy this sneak peek into Patreon, and if you're like, hey, this sounds like so much fun and amazing, and I could use that support. We're also doing a ton of support for planning and organizing your holidays and getting on top of your new year. You know, like, I'm the planning girl, and this is where I really shine. So if you want to start figuring out how 2021 goals are going to look a little different and how to be taking care of yourself better heading into the new year, you're going to want to come over and join us, because I'm going to hold your hand every step of the way. So go to patreon.com/livewelltogether. We've got lots of different options of price points for you to be able to get in there on a monthly basis. We would love to have you come join us. Even for just the $5 a month, you get to be a part of our Facebook group where I do the daily live shows, and we have such a hoot in there. A lot of times I'm just talking about the ridiculous stuff from my life, but then we also filter in that really fun information on how to automate your life and answering questions from the ladies in the group. It's a really good time. So come over and join us in Patreon at patreon.com/livewelltogether. But let's go ahead and get on with this episode where you get a little sneak peek. All right, ladies, welcome to the mini. And we are back this week with Katie challenging me. We're heading into the holidays, so we're going to have a lot of talk about that kind of stuff this month. And of course, we're going to do a little checkup on how we did last month. So, hi, Katie.
Hi.
Hi. We're both bundled up because we're freezing. Yeah. We had tried to start, and then Katie's sound wasn't working again, so I was like, I'm going to go get a heater and my new scarf that my mom bought me for Christmas and gave to me now.
Well, that was nice of your mom.
It was. I guess I know the one other thing she's giving me for Christmas that I'll get. So.
Oh, I know what that is too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not very much of a secret, but I know my Christmas present this year. That's the only one I'll get.
Well, but you can enjoy it when you really need it.
Yes. Yes. So, you know, we are, you're going first, so I shouldn't have to use my brain yet.
Yeah. I hope my brain's ready.
I know.
I'm trying really hard to think of something. I should have taken better notes.
So yeah, we're forging ahead, but first we have to talk about last month.
Last month.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that.
Washa.
Well, but no, we're not talking about that. That's in the next mini.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. I get drilled on this one.
This is scattered. Okay. So we're going to talk about you and me. Birth dates in your yeah. home. And let's talk about the fact that the 29th of every month always needs to be movie quote day.
Yes.
That was super fun.
That was super fun. You just really get me going with that one.
Well, that was fun for everybody. I bet there was a huge download of Father the Bride yeah. that week. I bet. I just yeah. bet.
Yeah. For anyone who doesn't know, we talked about this in the behind the scenes Marco Polo group. So you got to come over and, you know, be an Eliza member to hear the crazy that's going on over there. But that is what was happening there. We did, Katie challenged me in movie quotes for on my birthday day, which would be the 29th. And I fell flat on my face for yours.
Well, no, you didn't. You bought me a coffee and
well, but
you
that
remembered
was the next
it.
Week.
This is a slow roll.
And it sure is.
Nothing.
It sure is.
And I feel like you appreciate me many more days of the month than just one. So I'm just going to say you're hitting it. You're doing it. So okay. Don't even worry about it.
I think I may have known there was a game at one point. I don't know if I said anything to you about it. I
remember you were aware. You let me talk about that Seahawks win for, I don't know, 10 minutes in yeah. Marco Polo. Yeah. It was actually the Seahawks last weekend.
Yeah.
I was just still a little emotional about it, but yes. You listened.
I did.
Yeah.
I did. And with my kids, I find that I don't always remember on the right day, but it is making me think about doing things more intentionally with them. I think especially when we've had like these long stretches where we've just kind of all been together for so long.
Yeah.
That we get to this point where we're kind of just avoiding each other.
Yeah.
Existing alongside each other. But not trying to like pour into each other. And so even if it hasn't been directly on that particular day, like for me, Wednesdays tend to be a better time to be able to pour into Roman because I only have him on Wednesday nights.
Yeah.
So it just makes more sense than necessarily on his birthday day, taking advantage of those Wednesdays. And last week, you know, I went and bought him a hamburger.
Good girl. Yes.
Did.
Yes.
And I even like normally when, if we get, you know, some sort of fast food or we go anywhere and eat, it's always like no drinks, no extras. Like we're just getting the bare minimum. I've got a lot of people to buy for, but I turned to him in the drive-thru line. I was like, what do you want to drink? And you want a fry? And he was like, really? Like I get all of it. Like, yep, you do. And then they said, you know, you want a medium or a dollar more for the large? I was like, you want a large? He was like, yeah. And so I got it.
I love it.
And then as he was eating, he was like, oh, this is a lot of food. I might have overshot a little bit. Like, oh, okay. But I got it for him, and then we sat in the car because I was taking him to youth group and he had to get there early because he was playing the drums. And so we just sat there and we talked, and like we listened to some of the podcasts together and just had some things to talk about. And so that was good. But then also just, you know, having struggles with him being 14, having been alone for a lot of, I mean, we've gotten together with friends, but it's just different than him being able to be at school.
Yeah.
And I think this age and everything, he's just really been struggling. And so we had to have kind of a hard conversation yesterday, and Emerson's kind of been struggling too. And I had to have a hard conversation with her, but I was able to go into it like, guys, I'm not angry. I'm concerned. And so I want us to have these hard conversations so that we both have a better understanding of what we need to see happen here to have our house, you know, be peaceful and that we enjoy each other. And, you know, that these are the parameters that we need to kind of reestablish. And that's never fun, but I think we were able to do it in a way that they both felt seen. And when I left to go get Eliana last night from school or yesterday afternoon, and I got back, Emerson had left pink post-it notes all over the house and like right on the garage door. So I'm walking into the house and it was like, I love you so much, Mom.
Oh.
And then on my bedroom door, there was one that said, you're the best mom in the entire world. And
did she get this memo?
I know, right? I was like, what in the world? world. And so like this morning there was this whole debacle with Eliana forgetting her coat for school and the dog eating everyone's breakfast and like all this stuff. And I really needed to run to the grocery store and just grab a couple of things. And Emerson like is still scared to come downstairs with the dog. So she didn't get herself breakfast. And it was just like this whole thing. So when I went to the grocery store, I just ran through Starbucks and she likes this honey citrus mint tea. And so I got her like a little tea and a breakfast sandwich, and I grabbed Roman a breakfast sandwich, and they weren't expecting that. And so when I got back home, you know, she knew I was going to grab her a sandwich, but she didn't know I was going to get her the tea too. And so when I brought in that stuff to her doing school, and she was like, oh, and she made an announcement on the Alexa, and she was like, I didn't know you were going to get me a tea. Thank you so much for getting me a tea. And I've been showing it off in my class that I have like,
I bet she has.
Yeah. And then I went up there. I was like, hey, I was trying to not tell your brother that I didn't get him a drink. You just announced it to the whole
But you house. Did last Wednesday, so it's okay.
I did. And I got him a sandwich. It's the food that matters. So even like yesterday, I took the dog with me when I went and got Ellie from school, because I knew, you know, she hadn't seen him in 3 weeks and she would be so excited to see him. You know, whether or not we're going to keep him, that's a whole different thing. But I knew she'd be excited to see him like right out of the gate. And at first she said she didn't even like realize it was me walking up with the dog, because the dog does look pretty different than he did 3 weeks ago. And it was just so funny, because when she realized like, oh, that's Odin with mom, like her whole face lit up and she started yelling, that's my puppy, that's my puppy. And her teacher goes, that's your puppy? She's like, that can't be a puppy. I was like, yeah, he's not quite 6 months old. And she was like, oh my word.
Oh my gosh. Is she the same teacher that kicked him out of PE?
No, that was her PE teacher. Yeah. Yeah. No, it was somebody else. But there were a couple of teachers around just all like gawking, like, oh my gosh, that's a puppy. What?
Be afraid. Be very afraid. Yeah. There's more coming.
Yeah. Ladies, I don't know about you, but for my kids, it's never easy to find the right gift. I'm always slyly listening for clues as to what they want, but this entire crazy year, my little ones have been practically yelling what they want. They want adventure, laughter, camaraderie, normalcy. That's why they need Literati Kids. Literati Kids is a subscription book club that sends 5 beautiful children's books to your door each month, hand-picked by experts. Literati Kids has book clubs for children ages 0 to 12, and each club has age-appropriate selections tailored to what your child needs. It's tough sorting through the millions of kids' books released every year, trying to find rich, engaging stories for your child, but Literati Kids takes care of that. Every month, you'll get a box of 5 expertly chosen kids' books with themes like mystery, adventure, STEM, and history. These are soul-enriching books hand-picked by leaders in child education. In addition to these incredible books, your child will receive artwork from world-renowned artists, personalized stickers, and other fun goodies in each monthly box. You won't get this kind of expert curation anywhere else. Gift subscriptions are available for 1, 3, 6, or 12 months of books. It's a great way to keep the holiday magic going through all of 2021. Whether you're gifting a niece, a grandson, a friend's child, or your own, I am so excited to be getting this for my daughter Emerson, because she is just really diving into books right now. But sometimes I feel totally lost for finding her good selections that she is absolutely going to love, and Literati Kids has been the answer. I know she's going to be so excited when she gets this personalized box under the tree, and then she knows that she's going to be getting a box every month. It's going to enliven her reading life so much. So if you want that same experience for your kids, go to literati.com/livewell for 25% off your first 2 orders and pick your kids' book club gift today. Remember, no one else has kids' book clubs like these. Only at literati.com/livewell can you get 25% off your first 2 orders and receive 5 incredible kids' books curated by experts delivered to your door every month. That's literati.com/livewell for 25% off your first 2 orders. Make your little one's holiday season unforgettable this year. So,
well, what I love that I'm hearing is like, you put some things into practice that are groundwork for those harder conversations. They're relationship building. They're earning that trust between parent and child of like, I see you, I love you. This isn't all just like business here. You know, this, like, this is actually a relationship and I care about you. I know what you like. I know what you're into. And I really maintain and emphasize that teenage boys are somewhat simple creatures at this season.
Yeah.
And you feed them. You just feed them. That's their primary love language, whether they know it or not. They are needing so many more calories than they're used to process the hormones, that the testosterone that's flooding through their system. Like, they need more.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of tricks and tips about that. If you get we're not a family that loves fast food or that ever has fast food, but this is the time, I think, because it's the between meal hamburger.
Yeah,
it's that. It's like 10:30 and they need to eat before lunch, or it's right before practice or after practice. Like, they need more, and I'm not going to make another healthy meal in the kitchen. Like, that's the time. I think it's just a calorie drive. You're just trying to get it in. And so if you put, and I have a folder on my phone, so they're not like apps that stand out, but I have a folder full of the fast food, like Burger King, Subway, Domino's, all those places are in there, because if you go through the app, there's usually all sorts of deals, a buy one, get one free, or different specials will come up. And so that's just something I'm constantly utilizing and checking. If I see a special come up, I'll think, okay, which kid needs this? Mm-hmm. If it's Baskin Robbins, something, I'm like, okay, who needs to get ice cream with me and just know they're loved and talk? So I use that as a reminder when those things pop up, like, okay, there's one of my kids that needs something. Which one, teenage boy needs a little something special right now?
Well, and honestly, I've used it for my own sanity as well. Like, there have been a couple of times where there have been those nights where I'm losing it and everybody's having a hard time, where you've even told me, like, you're ordering Domino's tonight and you're going to have it delivered to your house, which I don't think I've ever had a pizza delivered to my house before.
Whoa.
Crazy. And so that was just, so helpful. And, but even like a couple weekends ago, especially when I get to the end of like, or I guess the middle of a 2 week stretch where I've had them consistently, if there, and there's been a lot of, I'm sure just 2020 plays into it, and the difficulties with, you know, school and being home all the time, and they're all kind of at each other and everybody's on edge. And when you're just all, and especially when it's cold, like, we're not getting out and doing things as much as we did through the summer. Like,
totally.
We'd go to pools and we would go to the lake and we would get out of the house. But now we're all just here all the time. And that, I think, has just really been hitting everybody lately. And so these past couple of chunks where it's been these 2 week stretches with no break, we've all been getting frustrated. And I knew the last time that it was one of those weekends that I had the kids, I was like, I've got to have a break in order to be a better mom right now. So I'm going to go and run my errands, maybe see people that I want to see for just a little bit. And then I'm going to come back. And I had dinner delivered while I was gone. It's like, here, you guys are set. I mean, they're at ages where they can stay home, because I have a 14-year-old. So it's not like I'm doing something sketchy here.
Yeah.
But I was able to be gone for a few hours, get my shopping done, reset my brain, not worry about dinner, and know that it was just being brought to them. I didn't have to think about it. And then we had leftovers for them to be able to eat for lunches and all of that. It was like, it was totally worth it. I did kind of crack up though, because the gal apparently couldn't find my address who was delivering it, and she almost delivered it to the house across the street.
Oh my gosh.
Which, as we know, belongs to someone else. So I thought was rather funny. Like, no, don't bring it to me here. Them over there. So
that could have been a backfire.
Yeah. Like, do not make me walk this pizza across the street. So, yeah. Yep. Because my children didn't know I was across the street. So they did not need to have me showing up with the pizza.
Well, and really, you had taken care of all of their needs just to give yourself that reprieve. And that's a good segue to what I want to talk about today is for your November challenge. I really want you to now turn that lens that's been kind of outward on loving on your kids, loving on significant other, parent, friend, whomever else you added on. And now I think it's time to turn that lens to yourself in a way as we're heading into the holidays to just think through like, okay, this is a busy season for everybody, especially moms, because we have all the children.
And we have to spearhead everything.
Right, right. Yeah. You're the one who sets the tone for the holidays and how festive things are, how stressful things are. That's, I think that really lands in mom's lap. And so to prepare your own heart, what makes you feel festive? What makes you feel excited to be generous and give? And what gets you excited? It's going to be different for all of us. If it's decorating really well or in a new way, or if it's making neighborhood gifts and passing them out, or, you know, whatever it is, like do a little bit of research, talk to yourself, think this through. What makes you feel exhausted? What makes you feel stressed out? Let's not repeat those things.
Yeah.
For me, I know I need to watch Hallmark movies. I need to have snuggly socks, warm sweaters, blankets strewn around, Christmas music, or to be honest, right now I start transitioning into the Messiah music.
Yeah.
Usually by November 1st, I turn it on and I haven't yet. So that's, I'm going to like get on that.
Yeah.
it's time to overdo it.
Yeah.
So those are the things for me that I know I'm going to need. And I want to start early. I want to start a couple weeks before Thanksgiving because this year has been a doozy and I don't want it to end any more stressful than it needs to be. So my challenge is just to kind of think through what makes you feel festive and feel like the best version of yourself going into the holidays. What makes you feel not stressed but excited, and how can you hone in and focus on those things and do them for yourself, for your family, you know, pour in a little bit. I love like I said, the Hallmark movies, but also books that are festive and fun. I started reading this author that was new to me, Joanne Fluke, and she writes these little cozy mysteries, and some of them have been adapted into Hallmark movies.
Oh, fun.
So they're very lightweight, like I said, cozy mystery. It's not like, you know, it's not like a big plot twist or anything, but what I really, really love about her books is that it's always this main character who's a baker and opens a bakery. And so at the end of every chapter is a recipe. And I just think it's kind of fun. It gets me in the mood to bake. It's just a fun little thing I like to do, especially in the winter. Most of her books seem to have a snowy backdrop. So it just feels great. But I even have in my plan to eat, I have all those recipes in there because I do enjoy them so much. So I've actually put them in. Yeah. So that, really enjoy, and they're always super quick and easy. They're not your more complicated recipes. They're ones that will utilize like a cake mix box that you're making cookies. So it's like a 3-ingredient cookie.
Yeah.
She has a Cool Whip frosting, which I'd never even bought Cool Whip before.
Yeah.
Then I adapted and I was like, wait, what have I been missing this? This was like so simple and delicious and easy. So that's just one way I like to tune myself in a little bit to getting excited about baking. And I think when you read about a baker and their hours and what they're doing and what they're crafting, it just makes me kind of want to do it. You know, it just sort of puts you in the mood for all those festive things coming.
Ladies, we all want to be serving our kids nutritious, organic food, right? I mean, I think that's just part of being a mom. We want to give them the best food possible for their little growing bodies. But sometimes that can be really hard. We're short on time, especially this year if we're virtual schooling and working from home and doing all of the things. It feels almost impossible to be getting healthy meals on the table 3 times a day. A lot of times that organic food is super expensive, and that is where Little Spoon has come in to save the day. Little Spoon has a simple mission: to make it easier for parents to keep their kids healthy without sacrificing or breaking the bank. Little Spoon started when the founders realized, and this just blows my mind, that most grocery store baby food brands were older than your baby, thanks to heavy processing and preservatives that keep baby food on the shelf forever. But Little Spoon believes that fresh, nutritious meals shouldn't be so hard to come by or so expensive. Little Spoon's fresh baby food and kids' meals are just like homemade, but without the hours spent in the kitchen, the huge mess, and expensive grocery store bill. These days, parents are busier than ever. Just ask me. I know firsthand. And Little Spoon gets it. They ship directly to your door with everything ready in just minutes, and you can pop all of their meals in the fridge or the freezer, whichever is easier for you, so that you always have them on hand. They have two different options. They have their baby blends or their plates, which are for older kids and toddlers, and their Little Spoon baby blends are fresh, cold-pressed, non-GMO. There are absolutely no preservatives, additives, or things you can't pronounce. And they've got organic ingredients featured in a rotating menu of seasonal recipes designed alongside pediatricians and nutritionists. And the best part is they're $3 or less per meal. But the ones I'm most excited about, because I don't have babies anymore, are the plates for the toddlers and big kids. There are 15 different plates to choose from at any given time, and every recipe is packed with hidden organic veggies and superfoods, amen, to ensure that my kids get balanced meals no matter what. They have kids classics like mac and cheese, but they add in hidden butternut squash and carrots that my kids don't even know is there. And then every plate is sealed with a custom vacuum seal to make sure the food stays fresh without the use of harmful preservatives. It's brilliant. The best part is every single plate is under $5. Little Spoon has seriously nailed it. Shipped to my door, under $5, no commitments, tons of options. My kids love them and they're healthy. So give them a try today. You can go to littlespoon.com/try/livewell to get started, and you'll get $15 off your first delivery. So if you just go to that website, that littlespoon.com/try/livewell, it's going to give you that $15 off, or you can just use the code livewell right on their website and it's going to give you that same deal. You can't go wrong with Little Spoon. I'm loving them and I know you will too. Ladies, I want to tell you about the single biggest gift I gave to myself this fall, and also one of the biggest game changers for this busy mama who has also been dealing with virtually schooling her kids. And that has been having a cleaning service come in. You guys, I think we're able to keep up on the general maintenance of a home of a family with four kids fairly well, but it's that extra deep cleaning. It's those, you know, little spots that are just hard to get to when you're in the midst of craziness, especially in 2020. And I knew I just needed to bring in a little bit of extra help and not feel bad about it one little bit, because it's okay for us to get help. We don't have to do all the things. And so having a cleaning service like White Glove Cleaning come in has been a game changer for me. They had two ladies who came into our home for 2 hours and detailed everything. They got the floors, they deep cleaned the bathrooms, they did all the stuff that I just haven't had time to really dive into. My home smelled so fresh and amazing because they only use non-toxic cleaners, and they were so sweet and made me feel totally comfortable having them in my home. They took all of the necessary healthcare precautions, even with the pandemic going on, and my house actually feels cleaner and much healthier ever since they were here. I cannot wait to have them back again because it really was such a sanity saver and helped me to feel like I was taking care of my family while also being able to devote my precious small amounts of time to the things that only I can do. I can bring somebody else in to do this stuff that anybody can do, but not everyone can sit here doing this, doing my podcast and doing the work that I need to be able to do, or even just spending that quality time with my kids. They've taken so much off of my plate, and I can't recommend White Glove Cleaning enough. You're going to love them. If you live in the Eastern Washington area, I highly recommend that you give them a call or you go to ilovewhiteglove.com today to find out more. And be sure to tell them that Mackenzie from Live Well Anyway sent you. That's ilovewhiteglove.com. Tell them that you heard about them from the Live Well Anyway podcast. Well, I love this, and it really kind of goes in line with some things that I've already been doing, not even knowing that this was exactly what you were going to be talking about, but some things that I've been planning for that I think are going to make the holidays easier or just more festive. I think I see a lot of people this year wanting to decorate earlier and dive into Christmas, because we just like, we all want the joy and the happy and the, you know, the light that Christmas brings.
Yeah.
And so we already, like, this weekend, we're planning on doing our Christmas decorating. So
fun.
Already we're going to be pulling all of that stuff out. The kids have been asking since mid-October when we were going to get to decorate, because they knew we decorated early last year. So we are going to just go ahead and dive in and do all of that this weekend. So that should be really fun. And we've started pulling out some of our Christmas music. And for me personally, I've kind of been thinking about some of those things. Like, I love that you brought up the books, because just last night I was like, you know what? I'm going to read a Christmas book. I've bought all these when they've been on sale on Kindle and then not read them, because I'm like, oh, it's not the right season. But I started last night, Last Christmas in Paris.
Ooh.
Which it's World War I. And so it may be a little heavier than I was expecting. But
yeah.
I think I can deal with it. Like, I just finished a romance and it was fun, but I feel like I'm having enough of that in my own life. Like, I don't have to read a romance to feel like that part of me is getting fulfilled now.
Yeah.
And so I am going to read this book, and, you know, I pretty much threw all my reading goals out the window for 2020 because my brain couldn't handle it. And I'm just not going to hold myself to that standard this year.
Yeah.
So I'm not just trying to read it to get through it and add another book to the list of books I've read this year. I'm just trying to read it for enjoyment. And I was even thinking right before we went on this call, and I'm still deciding whether I want to do it or not. But, you know, I used to be a cookie decorator bazillion years ago. It's crazy to think just how long ago that was, I guess like 15 years ago, but I've dabbled with it over the years, but haven't done it in quite a while. But I love watching like cookie decorating on Instagram, and I always think about it. And we've been talking about doing some sort of like a neighborhood event or event with friends where we do decorating, but I'm almost considering doing it at one point when even my kids aren't here, because I think I actually will probably enjoy that more.
When I'm not, well, it is an art.
Yes.
You know, it is, you want to focus, you really want to, it's decorating with kids. It's a totally different thing.
Yes.
So I get what you're saying when you want to do it on your own first. If you want to produce something beautiful and reproducible, you need to be focused.
Yeah. And so I don't really enjoy like the baking of the cookie part of it. So I'm going to have to suck it up and do that part. But I am really strongly considering like one of those weekends in December. I only have a couple without my kids, which is kind of fun that I've got some stretches that they get to be with me. But I'm thinking of like making that be my weekend when I can decorate and do that for fun. And
I love it.
So
that's going to get you festive, especially with Christmas music. Okay. I think part of my challenge, I want you to read one of the Joanne Fluke books. There's a bazillion out there. I think she has 27, 28 of them.
Okay.
But I just think that's going to get you in the mindset too, of the baking and all of it, because that's what she does. And I know it's done that for me. So, I want you to treat yourself to one of those and plan out. So for me, for decorating cookies, it's such, like I said, it's art, and I have to be so organized and have to have everything I need laid out. And even that's a work, you know, to have your tips. And do you make your own royal icing, or what do you do?
I haven't in a while. I don't know. I got to really think about it. Like, I just was thinking about it. I've known I kind of wanted to do the neighborhood thing, but this is kind of a new idea that maybe I just really want to do this for myself. This can kind of be like the Christmas craft that I do, especially because we're decorating so early, like for the house. And I have to reinvest in everything, because when I left, that was one of the things, when I fled, that was one of the things I didn't grab, because my mom kept saying, you'll be able to come back and get the rest of your stuff. And so I didn't grab like all of my decorating supplies. And so I'm really starting from scratch again with all of that. And so I have to really think through exactly what I need to buy and all of that, and what designs I want to do, and think about, do I just buy like a mix, you know, that I make into royal icing, or do I go ahead and make one myself? I'm still debating about that.
Yeah. Well, that's that's a lot of it, is the planning out,
yeah,
the organizing, the having everything you need, because it's not just a not just an easy and quick type of a cookie. It is, yeah, it is labor intensive, which is why it's so special. And
and that's why I want to do them. Like, I don't just want to mass produce them. Like, this will probably be the gift that, like, I give to, like, my friends' kids, and, like, I make them special, you know, yeah, that they can tell, like, oh, this took time.
Yep.
And so I really want to invest, like, that artistic side of me that I don't really indulge very often anymore.
Yeah.
But I think it would be really fun to do.
Yes. And, you know, I've started picking up some hours at a bakery early in the morning, like crazy early baker's hours, because those are the only hours I really found that were free in my day. But I've wanted so badly to learn laminated doughs and just hone in some of these areas. And this has just been a great opportunity that fell in my lap. And the first day I was in there, I couldn't believe how, like, it felt like something started humming inside my chest. Like, it felt like... it was so clean, organized, creative, like sterilized, you know, it has to be, because it's a professional bakery and you must be sterilized and you have to hold your hands out from your body so that you don't touch anything. But the cake decorating section with all the AmeriColors, like, I felt almost giddy looking at it all.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this is where I feel like something comes alive, because it's this canvas that you're going to create something not only beautiful, but then edible. Like, somebody is going to be able to enjoy it. It's, and it feels practical to me, I guess, because it's edible.
Yeah.
And I just love that. So I'm right there with you with kind of feeding into that something in my heart that just loves to create, wants to give something that's purposeful and delicious. And it's just so much fun.
Yeah. And if I do it myself, there's nobody who's going to come through and accidentally eat my work before I'm done, or before I give it to the people that it's supposed to go to. I had I think honestly, the last time I really like took the time and decorated these cookies for one of my kids' teams that they were on, someone came through and ate a bunch of it. And I was like,
no,
what did you do? And they were like, I just figured they were for us.
Free for all. And
it was devastating. It was devastating.
Oh.
Yeah. It makes me, I don't need my heater and my shawl on anymore. Cause it makes me like,
it makes you
that mad that happened. Oh,
I was wronged.
I was wronged, and I never received an apology.
Oh, that's the worst.
Completely justified that it was okay that happened. Yep. Okay, I'm done. I don't often go back there, but that one really, you talk about my cookies and I'm going to get mad.
Yeah, well, there's so much effort and it wasn't really respected. It's not okay. Well, I think it's time for you to redeem that whole scenario and make something beautiful with your hands. And maybe that's something, if other people also feel like they're coming up, and maybe we could even share some recipes of like how we're doing that, or what we're doing, or pictures or something. Cause I think it's fun to have just that creative energy going of, what's your favorite thing to make for Christmas? What do you give away for neighbor gifts, or, you know, that. Yeah. Although giving homemade stuff feels a little different this year.
Yeah.
I don't know we have that freedom as much, but
I think it just mostly
it's a
has
good time
to be
maybe
done.
Practice.
Yeah. And be done like within our quarantine circles. I think a lot of us have kind of established those by this point, and we know like who's okay with things and who isn't. And so I think that's really where I'm going to focus my efforts. And then in some ways it kind of takes the pressure off of you too, because you don't have to make an exponential number, because it's limited with good reason. So
right.
Ladies, there's a world of entertainment options out there. We all know that by now. But what I specifically mean is that there's a lot of compelling international shows that you may be missing out on. It's time to burst the domestic TV bubble and check out Acorn TV. Acorn TV is a commercial-free streaming service that's rooted in British television. I've been a big fan of British television for a long time. It's super fun, and they're not the typical stories like we get here in the US all the time. Acorn TV is home to sophisticated and artful storytelling with top-rated mysteries, addicting dramas, heartfelt comedies, and so much more. And unlike other British streaming services, Acorn TV has content from Ireland, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and beyond. If you're a fan of quirky British comedy, then The Other One is a must-watch. It follows two sisters from very different worlds who had no idea the other existed until their father drops dead. And for you fellow Downton Abbey fans out there, The Other One features a hilarious performance from beloved Siobhan Finneran, who you may remember as O'Brien from the show. I always find something new and fun to watch on Acorn TV because it's loaded with thousands of hours of binge-worthy content, and you can stream on all your favorite devices for just $5.99 a month. Besides the really fun shows that they have, they also have great documentaries. I always enjoy watching something about the royal family or a castle. They've got a great show on the castles of Ireland. There are so many fun things to be able to watch, and in a year where it's really hard to come across fun new content, Acorn TV opens up a whole new world of content to us. And you can give the gift of Acorn TV with their Black Friday deal from November 24th through November 30th. If you buy one annual gift membership, you'll get the second membership for 50% off. And you can buy as many annual gift memberships as you want, and the 50% off still applies. Escape to Britain and beyond without leaving your seat. Try Acorn TV free for 30 days by going to acorn.tv and use my promo code LIVEWELL. Plus, when you buy an annual gift membership, you will get the second 50% off during their Black Friday deal. That's acorn.tv code LIVEWELL to get your first 30 days free. And be sure to check out their buy one annual gift membership and get one 50% off deal.
Yeah. Well, so Ben is starting hockey again. Mm-hmm. And for his birthday, which is in April last year, I had this really fun idea. I was like, I want to do sugar cookies for him, for his team, but for him. And there are some really great cookie cutters out there for hockey. You know, there's but then there was one that was the Hansen brothers. I was like, oh my gosh, how funny would that be? But that would have to like up my skill set and my game so much. So.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. That's
to actually
hilarious.
Do faces. I just don't know.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Oh my gosh. You just have to like really focus on the hair and maybe like just like, you know, those like kind of line drawing ones that you see people do on their iPads, like just like, you know, eye and no out or nose outline, but then just really focus on the hair. That's how you get away with that. Yep.
And kind of blur the rest.
Yes.
It's sort of modern.
No detail. Oh, you really, they just leave their faces off, period. Just the hair speaks for itself.
Right. And if you have three of them, I think it's clearly the Hansen brothers, if it's hockey related, you know?
Yeah. Just have the one, the little one hold drumsticks. And then it's, you're good to go. Yep.
Oh, exactly.
Okay. Well, I think this is a fun challenge to be totally self-focused. Kidding.
So that we can pull it out. Yes,
exactly.
Yes, yes.
Exactly. Kids, I'm going to take my weekend with you away to just make all the cookies that you want to be making. No, I'll do it with them too. But I think I will, this will actually, like you're saying, it's to pour out. If I do it for myself, then I'm going to enjoy doing it with them more instead of just being so frustrated that, okay, I'm not getting to do any of this. I can just help them. And I can, like, when we did the pumpkins, I had bought a pumpkin for myself to carve, but once I had scooped out 3.5 other pumpkins and carved 2.5 pumpkins, it was just like, yeah, I'm good. I don't need to do this. This, my pumpkin will just stay pristine by the door because I can't do one more thing. I don't have the muscle tone in my arms to carve one more pumpkin.
So, and I think with kids, like it takes a lot of or what I found is if I'm gonna, like, if I want to do sugar cookies with my kids, and that's a great, noble, it, you know, yeah, traditional, like we all, I think, have that vision of a cozy, yeah, Christmas is like to, I have to prepare way in advance. I have to be organized way in advance. I can't do the cookie making alongside them. I can't,
yeah,
I can't do the baking of the cookies where they're doing the cookie cutters, bake them, let them go. Like, it's too much. It's exhausting. Yeah. But if I, yeah, just do the cookies and I do my icing and I put them in different baggies, the color's already in, it's ready to go. I just have to snip the end or whatever. Yeah. And the sprinkles are like, then, okay, let's decorate some cookies and I'm not exhausted. And that process might take me 4 or 5 days beforehand, working a little bit, yeah, every day to get there.
Yeah.
But if I do that, it's so much less stressful than if I'm like, okay, today's cookie day. Let's make the cookie and roll them out and, yeah, you do the cookie cutters. And then you know, that's too much. It's, yeah, messy.
And you just end up getting frustrated and it becomes, right, less fun for everybody. I know a couple of years ago when we've always done gingerbread houses, but I buy them. I go ahead and get the Wilton boxes because that is one less thing I have to worry about. It's just, they have everything that they need. But the first couple of years, like, I wanted them to look as beautiful as I would make them. Yeah. And so I really had to get to the point where I needed to just completely let that go. And you make your gingerbread house however you want it to look. I don't care. Like, you just slap that frosting on, and this is, I'm not expecting you to make a showpiece. I want you to enjoy it, which for me as a three can be very hard because everything's a competition. And why wouldn't you want your gingerbread house to look perfect? But
yeah,
when I could let go of that and just be like, this is about the experience of doing it more than it is the end product. And if I want an end product that looks that way, then I need to do it for myself, for me. But
right,
not letting myself miss the point of why we're doing it with the kids.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think when we remember to incorporate, plan ahead,
yeah,
be prepared, be organized, take things in small stages, don't, mm-hmm, do it all at once, all like the vision of it, you're going to be exhausted if you haven't done the legwork before. But also the moment of when it's time, have a smile on your face, have music on, have a candle, yes, lit, try to play up as many of the five senses as we can to create, yeah, those memories. And do that for yourself as your challenge this month, to think about, like, for yourself, have something soft on, a soft blanket, soft socks, a soft sweater, mm-hmm, have some gentle, whatever is relaxing music to you, have that on, a candle, you know, yeah, something that you're touching, you're feeling, you're eating, just do that for yourself, because I think it creates just a deeper experience.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Or even a Hallmark movie. Like, if you're just by yourself and, yeah, you can enjoy that, and that can be the thing that's, you know, they're silly enough that it's not like you have to pay hardcore attention. You can do other things.
You really don't. Time.
Yeah.
You really can.
Yeah. You can jump back in a half an hour and, oh, it's the lawyer who came to the small town.
Didn't
and
see that coming.
It's not working out with the fiance in the big city, and now the woodsman from Podunk, USA has come through and he's beautiful.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? I'm here for it. I'm here for it.
Yeah, I think because there's something so simple and mindless and just festive about it. Yep. Like, you can just sink into it and enjoy it without doing a lot of deep thinking or...
And you
just can take your mind off.
Yeah. And you know, there's going to be that happy ending. There's going to be that perfect bow. It's not going to be a cliffhanger. They're going to end up together. They're going to kiss. It's going to be magical. That's what we need.
Especially a little bit of that.
Especially.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, I've needed
it. Bring it on.
Yeah. I've needed it every year of the divorce. Like, I need something with a bow on it. Like, don't you be telling me, oh, it didn't work out. Like, no. I need everything to work out for everybody.
Yeah.
But I think, especially in 2020, it's like the world collectively needs Hallmark movies.
We do. Yeah. Yes. Do it for yourself.
Yeah.
And eat something nice while you're doing it.
Yes. Absolutely.
Pull out that candy. Yeah. Yep. Treat yourself a little.
I agree. I agree. Mm-hmm. And now I'm getting like super excited about getting out the Christmas decorations. My fall stuff kind of fell flat because I was trying to be like all minimal and cozy minimalist and have my statement pumpkin, but I only got my statement pumpkin a week before Halloween.
Statement pumpkin!
I know. And so I didn't pull out like all the fall decor like I normally would, because Michael Lynn told me not to. Don't store anything of your decor. Well, you know what? Some of that I'm just gonna have to let go. And
yeah,
because I like some of my stuff that I store, and I don't feel like I store an outrageous amount. So take that.
Yeah. But
I'm looking forward to like going back into my Christmas decorating, because last year was that first year that I really was able to, from scratch, create Christmas decor for my house that I loved.
I love that.
Yeah. So now I feel like I'm not going to add a ton to it this year, but I have like specific things and a very clear direction of how I want it all to be. And I'm really kind of getting eager to pull all that stuff out and start getting it in place.
Oh, I love it. I saw this, well, I have this vision for my mantle this year, which is different than anything I've ever done at Christmas. At my mantle, I'm always confused. Like, do I actually put my stockings there? What about the fireplace? Like,
yeah,
it just has never really made sense to me how to decorate my mantle, especially because we have a big TV on my mantle. It's not like just an artful one. It's, so do I hide me? Like, how do I best do my, but I have a vision this year and I am so excited to put it into practice or to play. And,
we're going to need to see pictures. You. Thank you.
Yeah. I think it's going to be really fun. And one thing I'm embracing is that when I buy a lot of Christmas, like something I like this year, doesn't mean I'm going to like it 5 years from now.
Yeah.
So kind of giving myself permission that the stuff I have been storing, you know, from my first Christmas, 17 Christmases ago, I don't really think I'm ever going to, what I'm saying is I'm giving myself some freedom to overhaul.
And, yes. Okay. I'm going to wait, stop. Stop right there. Because we are going to, you guys, you're going to have to wait 2 weeks, but Katie.
Oh, teaser. Okay.
I know. We're going to continue this discussion because this leads right into what we're talking about as I challenge Katie. So I'm going to stop her there. That is like a total cliffhanger to be continued. It's going to be good. Okay. We're just going to end it. We're going to call it. We'll see you in 2 weeks, ladies. Okay, ladies, I hope you really enjoyed getting a little bit of a sneak peek of the kinds of things that we do in Patreon. And I know that one was kind of a cliffhanger, but guess what? The new episode that is the follow-up to that episode that picks up right where we left off and is talking about holiday decor and all kinds of fun things is already up in Patreon. So if you go become a patron today, you can listen to it right away. So just go to patreon.com/livewelltogether. We can't wait to have you join us. It's just so much fun. It's such a great group of ladies. All right. In other news, you guys, I don't know if you realize this, but I have started doing weekly features on my blog. I know, right? I have a blog again. If you go to mackenziekappa.com and you click on blog, you will find my 5 Friday favorites. I have been doing this for the past couple of weeks, and I talk about all kinds of different things that I am loving that week. So everything from the music I'm listening to the shows I'm watching, to the audiobooks I'm loving, to just random products that I am really loving. So in today's wrap-up segment, I want to tell you about a couple of those things that have just really been rocking my world lately. And one of those things is the audiobook. You have to get the audiobook of Clanlands. You guys, if you are at all an Outlander fan, or even if you're not, you need to go and get this book by Sam Heughan and Graham McTavish. They are two of the stars of Outlander, and they have this book that just recently came out that chronicles their journey of a show they created last year called Men in Kilts. Well, I'm here for that, where they travel through the Scottish Highlands and talk about Scottish history and show all of these different landmark spots in the country. I can't wait to see the show because I still have yet to find it available, but the audiobook with their two voices, a very Yorkshire accent from Graham McTavish, which is not what you would expect if you have watched Outlander at all, but he's got this great accent and Sam really ribs him a lot, and Sam has this Scottish brogue, and I don't know if there is anything more appealing than a Scottish accent on a man. You guys, so to just sit there for 10 and a half hours and listen to the two of them banter back and forth and talk about Scottish history, I never knew that I loved the Highland history as much as I do, but now I am sort of obsessed. This book is so much fun. I highly suggest that you head over to Audible and you get it immediately, whether you've got credits or you need to buy it outright. It is just so much fun to listen to, and especially in the middle of Droughtlander. You know, Outlander isn't going to come back for probably another good year because nobody has been able to film anything. This is the perfect thing and kind of that interim to be able to still get a taste of it. They give some of the backstories about things that happened during shooting Outlander and how they both came up as actors. So it's kind of got like this memoir part put through it as well. It's just a really fun hang, and I highly suggest it. So I've got the links to that audiobook in the show notes. You're gonna wanna make sure you click through that link and find it because it's so much fun. I also have added the book to my favorite reading list in my Amazon boards. So if you go over there, you click through on my blog or any of the other places to find all of those Amazon lists, you can find it in my book list and be able to purchase it there as well. And don't forget, we have got gift guides for you. So as you are heading into Black Friday this week and you're going to want to be figuring out what you need to buy for everybody, make sure that you check out the gift guides that we featured last week on the podcast. You can find links on my blog, my Instagram, all of the places to those gift guides. We've got so many different ideas for everybody in your life. I think you're going to find something for anybody, or you can send these to, you know, a spouse or a friend or a mom and be like, hey, just buy me something off of here, because they've got really great suggestions. So we've done all the work for you. Go find our gift guides. We've also got them linked, of course, in the show notes for this episode, and you can just swipe up in whatever app that you are using and you will find those notes there. All right, ladies, thank you so much for hanging out with us today. I hope that you have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and until next week, go be bold and gracious.